Claire's going to read for us now, and our reading this morning is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through to 45. So over to you, Claire.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favoured woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The baby to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son, and now in her sixth month, for the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judah, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honoured that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said."
Amen. Ladies, thank you both for taking part in today's service. It's just been such a joy for me to have somebody to look at as I spoke and as I prayed. just a reminder, quite a poignant reminder of, how much we miss at the moment. But thank you so much for that.
Hi again, folks. Hi again. It's just me now. I'm recording this a couple of days later, and you'll see my room has changed around, but I'm still in the main room. But actually, we've put our Christmas tree up, and I'm standing at an unusual angle at it. And as I do so, and I see the reflection of the tree in the camera in front of me, and I realise it's not quite upright. I suspect nothing will happen. It'll remain that way unless Brian maybe notices it on Sunday morning as he's watching this service. And you never know, it might be corrected for next week. But welcome back. Thank you to Kirsty and to Claire for taking part in the service today. Just lovely to hear what's going on in Kirsty's life. And we're going to look now briefly at the passage. Just a couple of thoughts. We've already heard quite a bit, so just a couple of thoughts from me today. Earlier, Kirsty and we all joined together and sang the French carol from the 1940s, "O Holy Night." It's a personal favourite of mine. And it's a carol that reflects on the birth of Christ and the birth of Jesus. It reflects on Jesus as the source of our society's redemption. He is the source of all our hope. And the song includes the line, "A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices." I think we can definitely say we're a weary world at the moment. I think we can definitely say this has been, some year really. So we know the weary world, but what about the first part of that phrase, the thrill of hope? I think the phrase for me is one to reflect on through Advent, and it's been on my mind ever since I noticed it in the lyrics, "A thrill of hope." Because I suppose the word thrill is defined as a sudden feeling of excitement and pleasure as well. And that idea of hope as being a thrill just brought me back, right back into the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality series, the series we've just finished. To be thrilled is to encounter something that lifts you, whether it's a spiritual lift, an emotional lift in our mind, or a physical lift. You know, maybe it's a lightness in our body as well. Maybe a thrill of hope is something that brings a spark of joy to your heart, like a sharp intake of breath and a yearning that comes with that to tell others about this good thing that you have just encountered. And actually, it strikes me that right now, what our weary world needs is a thrill of hope. You know, it's been a dark year, not just for us in Whitehenge, but for most people around the world. And as Episcopalian Bishop Michael Curry said last week, you know, as Christians, we don't pretend that the darkness isn't real. People have died. People are sick. We, as a world, are fragmented and polarized. But actually, the light shines in the darkness, and that is a message of Christmas. You know, guys, we are in Advent. This is a season of waiting. This is a season of anticipating Jesus coming back to earth again. But actually, in the midst of the darkness that's around us, remember back to Genesis 1, creation happens in the darkness. Remember Jesus rising from the tomb. Resurrection happens in the darkness. Life comes out of darkness. They all happen out of darkness. Yes, there is darkness, but out of that shines light. Now, there has undoubtedly been a thrill of hope in the UK this past week. It's been announced that the vaccination against COVID may begin as early as next week. And I have watched a thrill of hope spread among my friends. One young woman I know tweeted this, that she said she was intending to Kaylee solidly for a year to make up for lost time. And you can just sense her joy in the hope that she now feels. Seeds of hope have been springing up all around us this past week, and it just brings joy to your heart seeing that thrill of hope. Well, do you know what? Maybe this weary world can indeed rejoice. Because the truth is, we are seeing answered prayer. We are seeing answered prayer in the form of a vaccine. And we have the answered prayer of multiple vaccines coming from different companies, all appearing in really a remarkably short time. And that gives people a much needed thrill of hope in this season. Because let's not forget, this is indeed a remarkable achievement to get a vaccine out to a new virus in just over a year after the disease first appeared. It is indeed a miracle. God has been at work. That answer to prayer provides a thrill of hope to everyone around the world. And no one can deny that. And as we continue to pray into it, and we continue to pray on a Thursday at noon, if anyone can join us, we continue to pray actually that the vaccine is going to be priced within the reach of even the poorest countries of the world. So yeah, we have indeed seen a thrill of hope this past week. But what about our passage for this morning? I guess actually, like many of you, I've read this story hundreds of times in my life. I have seen it acted out in front of me from children on television. But actually, in my first read through and for today's talk for this, there's one verse in particular jumped out at me, and I'm not particularly sure I've spotted it before. It's verse 37. For no word from God will ever fail. No word from God will ever fail. And I just think that's such an encouraging reminder as we enter the ninth month of restricted movement. No word from God will ever fail. And so I ask and I wonder, what words has God spoken over your life that you have not seen come to pass yet? Indeed, when did you last look through the words that God has spoken over you, review them, pray into them? You know, those words spoken over our lives, they still stand. God's word tells us that God's word does not fail. And so for those of you out there that maybe have the sense of being derailed by something in life, whether it's COVID related or not, you know, I encourage you to pull those words out again, to mull over them in your mind, to pray over them once more. Maybe some of the words or pictures weren't wholly clear at the time, or maybe the meaning has, there's greater clarity with the benefit of hindsight, and it's not quite as you thought. The angel Gabriel was the one to speak the words to Mary, for no word from God will ever fail. And we see the truth in that because we know the rest of the story. We know how the story plays out. Unlike Mary at the time she heard Gabriel, instead, she took those words to heart, treasured them and believed them. Verse 45 of today's passage. Elizabeth speaks over Mary. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would reveal his promises to her. And I wonder, do we believe that God has been and will reveal his promises to us? He has a plan for us. God has a plan for us. He has a work for us to do in building his kingdom. And this is a good time to review the words and pray into them. And I guess I don't just mean those words to you as individuals, but actually what about corporate words as well? Words to the church family. What has God spoken over Whitehinch in the past? How does that shape who you are now and who he is calling you to be? Do you know, we all acknowledge the church is in a time of transition. Not only that, but Whitehinch, Glasgow, the rest of the world is in a holding place simply because of this virus. Now, a vacancy is an unusual time in the life of a church. And these are unusual times worldwide. But even amidst our waiting, I wonder what God is calling us to do this Christmas. God has called us to the people of Whitehinch. And to misquote Teresa of Avila, Jesus has no voice in Whitehinch but ours. He has no hands but ours. Jesus has no body in Whitehinch but ours. How can Whitehinch hear this hope that we have, the story of Jesus come to earth? The vaccine has reminded us of the thrill of hope, but actually we have a bigger hope to offer the people of Whitehinch and beyond. The passage we read today, verses 32 and 33 say this. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Most High, he being Jesus. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. He will reign. He will reign. His kingdom will never end. And this is our good news that extends way beyond a vaccine, way beyond Brexit, way beyond the divisions in our world. Jesus is on the throne. He reigns over Jacob's descendants. That's you, that's me, that's us. He reigns forever, and his kingdom will never end. Relishing that good news, breathing it in and living it. That is what gives us the thrill of hope that we all so badly need. Hope that lasts not just for Christmas, but into 2021 and beyond. We are to be hope carriers, to bring that hope to our families, our neighbourhoods, our workplaces, and into the world. There has been a flurry of activity this past week, and we plan to bring together some things to help the church in just spreading the good news over Christmas. We are hoping to pull together, actually, I would like to see the whole church come together in singing of a Christmas carol to sing out the good news. We're hoping to put together an online activity, nativity, to be shown on Christmas Day and to be made available on social media. We hope to decorate some good news stones, leave them scattered around our neighbourhood for people to find. You know, I really encourage you, get involved. Something small, something large, it doesn't matter. Maybe God is stirring your heart in another way, in another direction. Step out and do something to spread the good news this Christmas. Just to finish, this week has also seen the release, maybe not quite as high profile, of Spotify Wrapped. For those of you who use the music app, Spotify, which to those who don't know is an app that streams live music, rather than buying CDs or tapes as in the olden days, it's now online. But Spotify's released their statistics from the last year. What have we been listening to? How many hours have we spent listening to music? The genres we've been listening to. I don't know about you guys, but my Instagram stories has been full of people sharing their statistics, which has been fun. And for me, looking over the breakdown of 23,000 minutes I have spent listening to music so far in 2020, I have to say, gosh, there's no hiding my musical taste. You know, all is laid bare once Spotify Wrapped appears. But my song of the year, the one that I listen to more than any other, is Highland's Song of Ascent. It's a song actually I first heard in White Inch. I think Dave was leading worship the day I first heard it, and I fell in love with it the minute I heard it. And obviously I've listened a lot since. And I feel it's a song that is very suitable for 2020. I think I chose well. You know, it is a song that has brought me great comfort over the past year at various times. A couple of the lines to read to you. From the gravest of all valleys come the pasture we call grace, a mighty river flowing upward from a deep but empty grave. It's a reminder that God is with us in the darkest of days, that he promises to bring us through this time. Jesus is our light in dark times. He is our hope. He reigns, and his kingdom will never end. May that give you a thrill of hope this Advent and beyond. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this season of Advent, for the mood of expectation, for the message of hope, for the call to prepare ourselves. Touch our lives again at this time as we remember the coming of Jesus, as we anticipate him coming again, and actually as we strive to serve him better here and now. Lord, in this season, may we be renewed with hope and strengthened in faith. May we trust you completely for the future that you hold. Thank you. Thank you for the progress on vaccines against COVID-19. May our personal work in restricting our movement, the work of scientists in producing the vaccines, combined with a wise and compassionate leadership by world governments, may it all combined bring an end to this pandemic in the shortest possible time. Bring healing to all who are ill. Protect our frontline workers. Protect their mind, bodies and spirit. that may we all know a thrill of hope at the story of God become flesh. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.